way things are looking, there might be a repeat of some of that violence that we saw in 2008. For the opposition, for Raila Odinga, who is standing for the fourth time now, this is his last chance to become the president. He is going to be age-barred by the Constitution for the next election. So this is his last opportunity. So for him to concede this election at any point is going to be much more difficult. The second is there is a larger amount of unemployment in the country than has ever been in the history of Kenya. Definitely more than in 2007. And this has led to a lot of, especially in the cities, a lot of idle people that are looking for work, that are disillusioned, that are upset, pissed off, and will be very easy to motivate to get out on the streets to demonstrate. Already politicians have begun forming these groups of people, paying off young people to be ready for the elections. The city centers, the cities are going to be the main flashpoints in this election. You'll be looking at Nairobi, Mombasa, Kisumu. Those will be the main areas. Eldoret, Nakuru, Naivasha, the areas in 2007 are a little bit different now than they were then. One of the other differences from 2007 was the county systems that have been formed. Now, all these new, the 47 counties that have been formed in Kenya were very much drawn along tribal lines. So there is less chance or less fear of inter-tribal conflict within the counties for the elections of the senators, governors, etc., because most of the people in those counties are from the same tribes. But in the cities, Mombasa and Nairobi especially, there is going to be violence that will be based along ethnic lines. Make sure you have all your accreditation before you get there. Make sure you have both the government accreditation and, if possible, get your foreign correspondents, get us affiliated with the Foreign Correspondents Association. Don't give the authorities any excuse to have a go at you because you don't have the proper accreditation. There is a very good chance that the internet and the networks will be shut down if violence breaks out, as has happened in Uganda, as happened in Egypt and Cameroon. Make sure your crews have a satellite phone. Try and have some sort of a call-in system where the crews have to check in every 3 or 4 hours. There will be an increase in crime and theft and petty theft, not related to the elections, but simply because the police and the authorities will be indisposed at all the polling centers. So, you know, just criminals will have a bit of a open house during that time. So just be extra vigilant, not just for protests and riots, but in general when you're moving around the cities and around the country, to just be a bit wary about theft and criminal carjackings, things like that, and be aware of your equipment. There's a lot of WhatsApp groups, Telegram groups that deal with crime alerts in the Nairobi in particular, but around the country as well. Maybe your crews, and I can help you guys with that, if the correspondent or the camera person or producer wants to get on these groups, just so they get an idea of what's going on. These are sort of, you know, mainly citizen networks that are reporting crime and incidences, and will obviously be very active during the election period. There is still Al-Shabaab activity. Whether they will use the elections as an opportunity to increase their activities or to carry out terrorist attacks, nobody knows this. Just be very alert and aware about what else is going on. And I know the authorities are going to be extremely alert. So be very careful about the terrorism issue, which is separate to any election violence. Supplies may be in short supply. Things may not be available. Nakumat, which is the biggest supermarket chain in East Africa, is undergoing some serious financial difficulties and may close down before the election. So there might be less places to get basic supplies. So ask your people in Kenya to stock up from now. And so they have enough for when other crews come in that might be coming in from outside. Warnings have already been issued to all the different political parties that, you know, if anyone is seen stirring up trouble or inciting people, then you know they will be taken out, or they will be the force of the law will come down, or the army will come down very heavily on them. So, but journalists again, you know, are going to be at risk to be caught up in this crossfire, and I don't think that the troops and police are going to be looking out for journalists or looking after journalists. So just to be very, very aware, make sure they have all the safety gear with them, helmets, flak jackets, etc., just in case. There's been a massive purchasing of armored personnel carriers and water cannon, you know, those water tanks that they drive around to quell riots. There's been a lot of investment in terms of security gear and apparatus, and you know they've recruited over 200,000 new recruits into the police and paramilitary over the last year. So I can only assume this has all been in the build-up to this election, in the sense of making sure that they are very well prepared for any violence that happens. And I think they will react very, very quickly. The question is whether they react, you know, excessively and start killing people, and that then, as we've seen in many other parts of the world, starts escalating things. There is a lot of guns lying around. There is a lot of crime that is violent, armed crime that we've never seen before. So we're speculating that, you know, if things go really bad, it won't be protesters throwing stones against, you know, armies with tear gas and police, riot police and stuff. It will be protesters shooting back, which then could deteriorate into a very serious situation. I don't think much is going to happen in the first round of voting. I don't think a lot of there'll be a few skirmishes and stuff, but I don't think a lot of violence is going to happen when the initial vote takes place. It's once the results are announced, and if it comes to a runoff, then that's where the problems are.